Here we are with Brad Hayes, Associate Professor of Political Science at Union College, scholar in residence here at WAMC. Brad Hayes, delighted to see you as always, because can't wait for you to make sense out of certain things for me. You've come through the Republican National Convention. You've come through the Democratic National Convention. Now, as you say, when you're giving students their tests, compare and contrast for
right.
us.
Right. They were both fascinating. I think these were the two most interesting conventions I can remember. The Republican convention, of course, organizationally was sort of a mess. Its pacing was off. Didn't have that fully unified front with Ted Cruz failing to endorse Trump. Its messaging was kind of dark and pessimistic. So on those dimensions, it was sort of problematic. Trump kind of used the convention to effectively put forth themes that have worked throughout his campaign. There is that notion that it is a very much a kind of a law and order kind of campaign, right? And he made himself very clearly the law and order candidate, right? He struck themes on immigration and terrorism, and he located himself on trade, being hostile to, kind of globalization and free trade. And he did that, I think, effectively. And that kind of, if you package all of those together, you get those sort of kind of, nativist themes that we've begun to associate more and more with the Trump campaign. And some people expected him to kind of move away from when we entered the general phase of the campaign, but he's not done that. So when we think about law and order, you think about Nixon and his Southern strategy, packaging law and order as a way to talk about race. When we hear Trump talk about immigration and terrorism, it's tied very closely to notions of the other, right? Fear of Latin Americans or Muslims. And even, trade, plays into notions of American exceptionalism in the sense that it's built on the notion that, the quality of American workers and American work is superior to the rest of the world. So, in some ways, packaging all of those together, I think, was effective for him. I'm not sure that it's effective in terms of the prospects in the general election, but it did, I think, probably play well to his supporters, which is probably why you saw a small bump following the Republican convention in the polls. That being said, though, the Democratic convention was extraordinary just in different ways. I thought that they, in very short order, were extremely effective at juxtaposing the I-ness of Trump with the we-ness of the Democratic Party. And in doing that, they made kind of Trump the salient issue, which was fascinating. I don't think I've ever seen a presidential campaign run so much, actually, and both of them really did this in many ways, about the other candidate, right? In the Republicans, you heard about the Hillary Clinton and the lock her up chants. In the Democratic convention, Trump became the issue, and his character became the issue, that he himself is unfit. And I thought they did that extraordinarily effectively. Now, I had mentioned that in the Republican Party, right, there was a lack of cohesion. The same thing could be noted in the Democratic Party, particularly day one, right, where you have that the release of the hacked emails showing that these staffers in the DNC were not neutral as they were supposed to be. And, some Bernie supporters voiced their displeasure adamantly and persistently throughout the convention. But some of that was kind of brought to heel by day two. And from there, it really, the convention was fascinating for the themes that it struck, right? Kind of traditional American values, equality, community, freedom, humility, even kind of religious values, I think got more airtime in this Democratic National Convention than one I can remember.
And don't forget about the Kahn speech.
The Kahn speech was you know, probably, you know, the key moment, at least at this point in the campaign. It was the key moment of the entire convention, and one that was extraordinarily powerful as a critique of that kind of nativist sentiment in the Trump campaign.
So a Gold Star family that gets up there, they're Muslim, their child, who was a captain, was killed supporting American troops, gets all kinds of awards, and they bring it. They literally bring it back to Trump, who had been getting his way by saying, basically the message was, Muslims are bad, don't let them in. And boy, was this a shocker.
It was. I mean, it was kind of extraordinary TV. It was an amazing moment. I mean, interestingly, I don't think anybody really expected this. The Democrats, I don't think, realized how powerful this would be, keeping in mind that the cons were before that 10 o'clock hour where they usually roll out.
And yet they put them there. They were brilliant enough to put them there in prime time.
Yeah, they absolutely did. And extraordinarily effective. And of course, Donald Trump has made it more effective by attempting to combat them. As he's done, you know, multiple times before by lashing out, by attacking. And, you know, I think that's a major, major misstep in the sense that it has extended the shelf life of the critique. I mean, in the kind of constant media cycle that we live in, stories move on very quickly. And what you don't want to do is extend kind of negative. You just want it to go away. And by, in some ways, attacking the cons who have been effective now multiple times in rebutting Trump, he has, in essence, allowed this story to persist, and he's doing more and more damage to himself. So, you know, in that sense, that was an absolutely extraordinary moment. But that ties in also to kind of the themes of support for the military. You know, the Democrats have played second fiddle when it comes to the military to the Republicans for a long time. You know, the Republican Party has been certainly more hawkish, but just seen as more supportive of the military. But there were, you know, relatively effective moments in the Democratic convention where General John Allen spoke, and he spoke about the need to have Hillary Clinton as the commander in chief, once again, in part because Trump is unfit, right? So there's a total packaging there that was really effective on the Democratic side for weaving in a series of different issues to get to a kind of more comprehensive narrative. And I think one of the things that's really important is that, you know, we saw this in the Republican primary, that candidates struggled with how to take on Trump, that, you know, they would try everything. They would take on his policies. Those didn't seem to stick. They would try to say, well, you just can't do some of those things. That wouldn't stick either. And the Democrats, at least at this point, seem to have figured out that they need to take on Trump, make his character central, because Trump supporters aren't going to buy the kind of Democratic position on his policies about whether they're feasible or whether they're harmful, right? So you can push those aside, but you can push forward issues of Trump the individual. And that seemed to have been kind of the major theme of the Democratic National Convention. And also at this point, I think it's major success.
I would say, Brett Hayes, that is an A paper if I ever heard one.
Thank you.
Thank you, Professor, for being with us. That was great. Thanks so much.